So this morning we are with Andre from Jevica Trust. Hi Andre, will you please try to explain us what you stand for?
Sure. Hi Diana, I work for a charity called Jevica Trust based in Hampton Wick. And we work in India, particularly in village tribal India, in the poorer areas of the east and the south, and we focus specifically on trying to help women to improve their livelihoods and improve outcomes for them, and because we know that if you help women specifically, they then have a much greater impact on them in the wider community and the families around them.
Wow. Excellent. So how this charity started, what was your initial concern?
Charity started 40 years ago by a gentleman, a philosopher called Edward Schumacher, who's always looked at sort of grassroots. His philosophy has always been, if you help at the bottom, it has a wider impact than sort of from the top down. So his aim has always been to go in and do sort of very local focused programs. It's that, in that old sort of Hackney phrase, it's not a handout, it's a helping hand. And that's very much what we try and focus on doing, is providing people with the tools and the practical items and education that they need to then go on and to create jobs, livelihoods for themselves that will continue to help them in the future.
All right. Can you talk to us about your last project? It's very interesting. I would like to know about it.
Absolutely. One of our major projects recently has been called SNAPS, which is, it helps girls and young women with regard to sanitary products and menstruation. You may not know, but about 20% of girls in India tend to drop out of school when they start to menstruate because they don't have access to clean sanitary products, don't have access to education about menstruation. There are also religious and cultural taboos around menstruation, and girls are considered unclean during that time. So we have a project which we teach, we go in and we help the women set up self-help groups. So we don't go in and just teach them what to do, we help them set the groups up for themselves, and we teach them how to make their own sanitary products and then to market them, and we then teach them how to go and give education to younger girls, so in order that they can spread the knowledge about what they've learned.
Amazing. And how's been the involvement of the public in this project? Have you had any new volunteers, or are you...
Well, at the moment, we're seeking new, not so much volunteers. Our issue is that we need money, basically. A £20 donation will keep one girl in school. A £50 donation will help set up a self-help group of 25 women, who can then either make the sanitary products, or they then can go and spread the education in the schools. The point is that if a girl stays in school, she then can educate her younger sister. She then has better opportunities to go on and get a better job for herself later on in life, so she can then help her family. In terms of productivity, girls not finishing education has an impact of some to the tune of 7 billion in India alone. It's a very effective way of doing things, and it therefore helps for generations to come, once those girls have learned about the issues of menstruation and sort of that the health issues around that, they can then share that with their own daughters in time to come. It's a really effective project. Also, the sanitary towels that they produce are biodegradable, and they're made from environmentally friendly products, so it's good from that point of view as well.
That's excellent. Yeah. So people who want to help, how they can contact you? Or
we have a website, jevica.org.uk. We also have a Just Giving page, and you can go in there and set up give in a lump sum donation, or, which is even better for us, we need a regular donation, so a monthly donation, whatever you can afford was fantastic. You may not know, but DFID, the Department for International Development, has stopped any funding to India whatsoever, which is having a big impact on the work that we're doing, and that's why we're now sort of trying to get out there and publicise what we do a little bit more. Before, we used to rely on grants from DFID, but now that stream is no longer available. So.
Well, excellent. Thank you very much.
Right. Thank you very much. It's been great. Thank you. Okay. One more minute. Is it stopped or what?
I was recording again.